Perikyud Ches. And here, you know, remember that we've been talking about the benefit package of Limud Torah Lishma, Perik Yudalad, Perik Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudzayin, and now Yud Ches. Different things that change, actually, in the, we're going to learn today, in the Hashgacha Pratis of Limud Torah Lishma. And what we talked about last week in Perik Yudzayin was the idea of Kol HaMakabel Al Atzmai Ol Malchus Shamayim, or Ol Torah, Ma'avirin Mimenu. So, Amirin Mimenu Ol Derech Eretz, and all the different burdens that we have in life, and all the different struggles that we have in life. And that, Nefesh HaChaim explained, is more of an internal type of a relief of the struggle. And here he's saying something new completely. L'lazois, which he means here, I believe, let's take this a step further. Ha'adam ha'makabel al atzmai ol ha'tayra ha'kedoysha lishma la'amita. Now, I want to point out here that this is a new lashon. Like until now, we talked about lishma shalei lishma. Here he's talking about ha'adam ha'makabel al atzmai ol ha'tayra ha'kedoysha lishma la'amita. And for us Lamdanim here, I want to understand what's the difference between Lishma and Lishma La'amita. Because there has to be a difference. And the reason I'm saying there has to be a difference is because otherwise this parak actually is going to contradict the parak before. So let's say, I'm just throwing this out there, this the parak before Parak Yudzayin was talking about alimentary Lishma, Makabal Altair, and here we're talking about a different thing of Kabbalah Latzmai Ol HaTorah HaKadoshah Lishma La'amita. So what do you say? What are the Rabbi Yaakovs here? Give me a give me the difference between Lishma and Lishma La'amita. I'm getting silence. Is that because you're muted or you're muting? So he says, Kamoshi Isbar Le'el Perush Lishma, that the actual Perush of Lishma, Hunala Mial Kol Inyane Zeho Elam, is puts you above all of the Inyanim of Olam Haza. What's the Inyanim of Olam Haza? Inyanim of Olam Haza means that we have gravity down here, we need to eat over here, there's a certain amount of smachos, there's a certain amount of Yisurim that we have, struggles that we go through. So that's the Inyanei Olam Haza. You know, like that's Inyanei Olam Haza. You need to be Oisek in Parnasa. You need to be Oisek in Briut. Inyanim of Olam Haza. And Lishma is somehow when I'm not thinking about Inyanei Olam Haza, I'm rather thinking about Lishma, learning Torah. I'm not doing this, in other words, to get a job or to get a bracha or to know more Torah or to be able to compete in the World Bible Contest. I'm doing this Lishma. That's what Lishma means. Umushkach me'ita yisparach hashachach apratis. And to the degree, follow with me carefully because this becomes very important. To the degree that we are lishma, meaning not osek in yanei olam hazeh with our Torah, but osek lishma, lemala my hashkacha pratis, how God is taking care of me, becomes lemala mehoirois koiches hatvayim v'hamazolos. So it's gevaldik. Like when Hashem created the world, he created teva. That's the way the world works, right? Teva. I mean, we're very happy for Teva. Imagine there wouldn't be gravity, like you wouldn't be able to hold on to your car. Teva's a good thing. And we don't find big tzaddikim flying, you know, or levitating. So it's Teva, HaTeva. Teva Shem Alikim. However, that's the way Hashem created the world. He put a teva, and also what we don't think about as much is he also put a mazel into the world. And we believe in that. We say mazel tov when somebody gets engaged. Say mazel tov when somebody is simen tov, but mazel tov, yehilonu l'chol Yisrael. We believe in mazelos. we talk about every month, you know, Adar is Mazal Dagim, etc. So we're all into Mazalos. Mazalos is another, like Teva, a new way to think of Mazalos. It's like Teva. This is the way Hashem runs the world. He runs the world with creating a certain Teva L'Dvarim. And he reigns the world, runs the world with a certain mazel. He uses the koichavim or whatever to run the world. There's also, by the way, another thing that Hashem uses to run the world. These are the different, you know, backroom items. There's teva, there's mazalos, and there's malachim. Yeah. So malachim is the, you know, the malach Gavriel, the malach Raphael, hundreds of malachim. That only big Nevi'im were able to see or understand these malachim. Malachim, malah. But what the malachim are is like the busy workers that are making the world work. So it's just like you have teva, and just like you have mazalos, you also have malachim. And these are all the different mechanisms, the backroom mechanisms, and the, you know, that we don't see because we're end users. A little bit, the scientists can get a little bit into the teva, you know. So they could say this is how, naturally speaking, the world behaves. But they're not able to get into this is why the world behaves, or this is how to change the behavior of the world. I was thinking like L'Kavod Hanukkah, you know, they're rolling out this vaccine all over the world. So they had a picture. I just happened to see the news last night. It just struck me, a picture of a big poster. I don't know where it is. Maybe in England, there's a big poster from Pfizer, and it says, "Science will win." That's their slogan. You know, science will win. I hope so. I do hope so. But the problem with the thinking is that we know is that it's not just science. Sciences, there's also science, there's also mazalos, there's also malachim, there's also schar v'onesh, there's also, and all, the whole thing together, the whole marechet of the Bria is called hashkocha pratis. So science will win? I know that was like a Greek philosophy. Jewish philosophy is yafta likim liyafas. A reviyishkoin ba'al leshem, it has to have a bigger picture of the whole marechet of how Hashem runs the world. You know, you go to college for 10 years and you understand one piece of it, which is fine. Science will win. So the type of hashgacha pratis we're talking here is lamala mehoiros koichos hatzvayim v'hamazolos kulam. We're talking about now a level of hashgacha pratis which is actually higher than teva, higher than mazel, but as hashgacha pratis. Kivan shehu davuk b'Torah u'b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish kivyachol, because this fellow, this lamei Torah, this Talmud Chacham here, who's not just learning Torah, davuk b'Torah, he's like attached to the Torah, u'b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish kivyachol. Umiskadesh, he himself becomes holy. Bikdusha hal yoina shel atayra akdaisha. He gets that when you learn Torah lishma le'amita, remember that's what we're talking about here, the Talmud Chacham, or the person who's learning Torah, becomes Kedushas HaTorah. Not like you're learning Torah. There's a Kedushas HaTorah, right? Everyone stands up when a Sefer Torah comes in. You kiss the Sefer Torah when the Sefer Torah comes in. We used to in the olden days. You know, so a Talmud Chacham, like the Gemara says, like Kal V'Chomer, like the Talmud Chacham has the Kedushas HaTorah, plus he's a Baal Bechira. He's not a piece of cloth. So this is an important thing to understand, that the person who's learning Torah Lishma has the Kedushas HaTorah. Shehi lamala le'ein aroich, it's at a whole different level. Le'ein aroich mikol ha'olamos. By the way, le'ein aroich means incomparable, right? Is that the way we usually translate it? Le'ein aroich. But what it really means is beyond the marechet. La'ein aruch. There's a marechet of teva and mazel and malachim maybe and all kinds of things that happen. What goes up must come down. And then there's ein aruch. There's something which is higher than even all of that, out of teva. V'hi hanoisenas, and that place, hi hanoisenas achius v'akiyum l'chulam l'chol koiches hativim. That's what gives koach and chius to everything. There's a generator which is even higher than the teva. Harei ha'adam ha'isik ba. So if somebody's learning Torah, mechaye u'mekayim eskulam u'lamala mikulam. Ulamala mikulam. It goes even higher. Veich efsher shetehei hanagosim ita yisparach al yedea koiches hativim. He's involved in how the world works. And one more sentence, and then I'd like to explain. This is what Chazal meant when they said, "Ad shomayim chastecha pasuk intilim," that your chesed Hashem goes all the way until the shomayim. Freik the Gemara im sachim. It says, "Me al shomayim chastecha." Why did David HaMelech say, "Ad hashomayim chastecha," until the shomayim? It also says, Me'al Shemayim Chastecha. And the answer is, like Kasha, says the Gemara, Kan Bo'iskim L'shma, Kan Bo'iskim Shalai L'shma. And there you have it. There you have it in Chazal, that Hashem's Chesed is in the world that's part of Teva. But if one's Oisik and Tari L'shma, says the Gemara, M'sachem Dafna Namad Beis, then you're Oila L'malo Min HaTeva. Okay. Everybody with me so far?
That explains how a tzaddik can actually give all these brachas and things like that. That could actually change the teva.
Yes. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu geizer v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu makayim. Yes. So how could that be? The way it is because the tzaddik or the Talmud Chacham, the loy mitar l'shma le'amito, which I feel is the correct diuk, if that's the case, I'm reading, somebody's asking from Shar Dala Perek Yudches. Thank you.
Isn't it more proper to, he asked the question of Tzadik, it's more proper to say a Talmud Chacham, isn't it? Not
right.
It's a Talmud Chacham.
A Talmud Chacham who's a tzaddik, because a Talmud Chacham who's just learning is not a tzaddik, but and then he's not learning l'shma la'amita. But if somebody's learning l'shma la'amita, so you're a Talmud Chacham a tzaddik, and that's what he's describing over here. Let me ask, this is not, I don't want to call it a deep question, but I mean something I don't understand. I want to be mavar. How do we normally understand Hashgacha Pratis? Hashgacha Pratis means that there is, the way I understand the words, and it's not the way many people say, by the way, Hashgacha Pratius. There's no such thing. Hashgacha Pratit. It means that there's detailed supervision over our lives. Correct? Like, if Hashgacha Pratis, somebody doesn't show up for an appointment with me, I get upset. No, Hashgacha Pratis. My car breaks down, Hashgacha Pratis. Something wonderful happens, wow, look at the Hashgacha Pratis. You know, I miss my plane, the plane crashes, whoa, Hashgacha Pratis. So Hashgacha Pratis, I understand when we're part of the Marechet, and Hashem is doing Hashgacha Pratis. What's the Hashgacha Pratis if I'm Me'al Shamayim Chastecha? If I'm learning Torah L'shma, so I would think that I'm above Hashgacha Pratis rather than a different kind of Hashgacha Pratis, which is what we're saying here. So why a different kind of Hashgacha Pratis?
I mean, maybe because the tzaddik, or the Talmud Chacham who's got to that level, he understands what more of how the system works. And therefore, whatever his gzera is going to be, is going to be a hashgacha pratis type of gezeirah. It's not like a challenge to Hashgacha. It's not a different thing. It's part of the system because he's keyed into it, so he knows.
He gets the system.
Yeah.
But he says here, look at the words. This is what's bothering me. Hunala mikol inyane olam hazeh, or zeh olam, umushkach meita yisparach hashgacha pratis lamala meharois koyachem atim v'amazol eskulam. And then he goes on to explain that I'm on a different level of hashgacha pratis. You're saying, Yoni, that I understand the hashgacha pratis better. He's saying that I get more hashgacha pratis or different hashgacha pratis. But what I'm saying is, if you're in the Scottish Bektushas HaTorah and you're part of the Yaakov said, "Hatzadik Goyzer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim." You know, you're part of the, you're above the Marechet, so that's not called Hashgacha Pratis in the Marechet. I'm not being supervised at all. I am part of the supervision process,
or like a partner.
Yeah, so it seems, and
but
that's
but even
the
at that point. But I'm saying, even at that point, a human being, however you know Nala they've become, can't change from the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Correct.
Right? And so it's still, even at that level, it would still be, you know, it's still the Ratzon Hashem.
It's the Ratzon Hashem, but I just find
it. You're influencing it. You have that koach to influence.
It's funny to call it Hashgacha Pratis. It's like...
one doesn't have to understand it.
What was that? Not hearing a voice. So let me share something with you. It's very deep. Actually, two things, two Ramchals. The first Ramchal is actually written in my Nefesh HaChaim. First Ramchal, in fact, let me see if I can get on the screen. One second, it'd be good to learn together. Can you see that?
Yes.
I'm so impressed with myself when I'm able to do this. Okay. Here, the Ramchal, this is what you're looking at is Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, Chelek Sheni, Perek Ches. And I'm just going to take you right down to where I have a little mark there. Nimsu Khan, the Ramchal is Machadish here, and he says the same thing in Das Tvunois, by the way. But he says here, Nimsu Khan, and these are important words, and I'm not even sure that I understand them, but with your help in Siyata Dishmaya, we'll get it. Nimsu Khan, he says, it's important to know, Shnei Minei Hashgacha, that there are not one but two types of Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgachas Mishpat Hashem Yisbarach v'Hashgachas Hashlita v'Hayichud. A, B, Hashgacha 1, Hashgacha 2. Hashgacha 1 is the one that I think we always talk about. Hashgachas Mishpat Hashem Yisbarach, meaning Hashem created the world. He created a teva. He created mazolos and all the different things, malachim and whatever else that's in this world that's working, even the spheros. And, you know, don't think that he created it and he walked away. No. We know that there's hashgacha pratis, that Hashem is involved in every drop of the world, and everything has a cheshbon and everything has a din. That's the first kind of hashgacha pratis, hashgachas mishpat Hashem yisparach. Yes? Then there's something else which maybe we're not familiar with. Another kind of hashgacha called hashgachas hashlita v'hayichud. Gewalt. Anybody hear that? That's a new one, right? U'bishnei hadrachim mashkiach kevoida yisparach shmo tamid al bruyav. It's not one to the exclusion of the other. It's two things that are taking place. Hashgachas mishpat, hashgachas shlita. The Rambam, the Ramchal, rather, in other places calls this hashgachas hashlita. So this is in thoughts of the Ramchal. Ki hine hu mashkiach ba'ashkochas ha-mishpat. Lishpoy tamidas kol ha-masa. That's what we're familiar with. God is in every area of environment. U mashkiach ba'ashkochas ha-shlita l'kayim b'koychoy v'cholosay es-habriya. L'loy techrav b'roya, I'm sorry, u mashkiach ba'ashkochas ha-shlita also, L'kayim b'koychoy v'cholosay es-habriya. Lotechrav b'roya malale bnei adam. Okay, so that's the paragraph that I'm interested in right now. There's two kinds of hashkachas ha-pratis. Let's memorize this important limud. There's hashkachas mishpat and hashkachas shlita. Okay, does somebody want to suggest what hashkachas ha-shlita is or what the difference is between them?
There's something called hanhagas Mishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. Hanhagas HaMishpat follows klolim that we understand. Hanhagas HaYichud looks at an overarching consideration which is beyond our comprehension, that we have to move forward towards the Tikkun HaOlam, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu declares martial law, and he circumvents what otherwise would be limited under if it was only Hashkachet HaMishpat was operating.
Very good. I'm wondering, you're saying there's something called Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. I think there's something called Hashpas HaMishpat and Hashpas HaYichud in the Lashon of the Ramchal, but maybe it means the same thing. And here he adds in the word, which you're quoting probably from the Das Tunais, here he adds in the word hashkochas hashlita. Hashkocha, not anhaga, hashlita v'hayichud. And I think that, Rabbi Yitzchak, I think you're partially right, but I think here he's adding something else. Excuse me. I think, give me one second, please. I think that, Rabitzik, you're referring to something we understand and something we don't understand. I think it's something even simpler than that. There's two levels of Hashkacha Pratis. Hear me carefully here. One level of Hashkacha Pratis is what's going on in my life. God forbid, is Mechalel Shabbos, and then things work or don't work for him or whatever. Hashgacha Pratis, Midas Adin. You know, we all have that kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, shucks, I should have done Marv last night. Things. There's a different thing also, which you got to be God to be able to work this. And that is, not that Hashem is watching, not only that Hashem is watching everything that we do every minute and giving appropriate support and supervision for what we're doing. There is Hashkachas Hashlita means that Hashem made the whole world. And the world, not Hashkacha Klalis, don't get mixed up, please. You do Hashkacha Plus, every people fall into their mind into categories they've once heard. I'm telling something new. That not Hashkacha Klalis, but Hashkachas Hashlita means that at the end of the day, the world is supposed to look a certain way. And at the end of the day, the world has a process which it goes through. And when it goes through that process, it comes to the Tikkun Olam, and we're back to Gan Eden. I'll give you a mashal. What it means is that, you know, the Nefesh HaChaim brought in Parak Yud Zayin that in Lecha Esav Shebebriya, there's not a piece of grass in the whole creation. She'ein loy malach she'oimed olav ve'oimer loy gadel. That there's not a malach. It's a medrash. It's that the malach doesn't have it. So every blade of grass has a malach, which is standing on top of it and saying to it, gadel, grow, 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 grow. So the malach is doing his job in the teva. In other words, grass is not an independent concept. It's tied up to a whole marechet. That's what that means. There's a whole Maharefet. There's something else, and that is during the Sheshis Yemei Hamaisa, the time of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be grass. And I want the world to be green. And green's a nice color by me. And vegetation is healthy. And let the sky look blue. So it's two different dinim in Hashgacha Pratis. One din in Hashgacha Pratis is that Hashem is making in the Marechet that every piece of grass, you piece of grass will be Zoycha, and your grass won't be Zoycha. I often, you know, if I take a walk, I see, you know, something very, very lush. And right next to it's a plant that's dead. You see this in the fields. Why? So you'll study it for a minute and you'll see, because the way the rain flows through the crevice of the hill, it's hitting this plant and it's not hitting that plant. So the plant has a certain level of luck over here, or Hashgacha Pratis, that it's able to, you're the one who's makabel, and 2 inches later, or 2 inches to the side, it's not makabel, the mayim chayim, which is being machayed. So, you know, like we're always davening to Hashem that we should be in the right flow over here, where when it rains on us. And if you're raining down parnasa and briyut and nachas from the kinder, it's let it rain my way, like let me stand in the right spot. That's Hashgacha Pratis, the way we know it. And you have to be
which Hashgacha is that you're describing? Is that the
first Hashgacha Mishpat? Hashgachas HaMishpat. Hashgachas HaShlita is different. That it's not about the brook flowing to this plant. It's not, by the way, exclusive. Both are true. There's a big picture here, and the big picture is saying that grass has to grow, and crop has to grow, and this is how I'm feeding the world. This is what Hashem decided in the Sheishes Mebreishes. This is the way we're going to feed the world. This is the way we're going to feed the animals, and the animals are going to be... This is... Not Hashgacha Klotis, but Hashgachas HaShlita, the HaYichud. Now, Reb Yitzchak is correct that sometimes we don't even understand the big picture, unless it says it in the Chumash. How do we know the big picture? We don't even understand, as the Ramchal goes on to say, why Hashem created the world altogether. Certainly we don't understand everything. But I'm just saying there's two things. There's one thing that are not mutually exclusive. There's one Hashgacha Pratis within the Marechet, and there's Hashgacha Pratis outside of the Marechet. And outside the Marechet means this is the way the world goes. So what does it mean? It means that Hashgacha Pratis, that means when a Talmud Chacham learns Torah, Lishma Ula Mita, or whatever way a person gets to this very high Madrega, you're Lamala Min Ha'olamos, you're outside of the Marechet. You see, sometimes Hashem will go against what's right for this person and that person because he's trying to accomplish a goal. I'm sorry to talk about this in such human terms, but this is what I want to say. Like, why did Hashem allow Paro, Vayiksha Hashem as Lev Paro? Why did Hashem allow Paro to do some of the very, very nasty things that he did? Because he had a plan for the Bria. He had a plan for the Jewish people. And why is it that some Rishayim are just not able to do their wicked? And why did Hashem stop Haman? Because he had a plan for the Bria. The plan for the Bria was that the Jewish people will exist. The Jewish people will move back to Israel. The Jewish people will move back to Yerushalayim and build a Beis HaMikdash. This was Hashem's plan.
This is Lev Malachim Bayar Hashem?
Yeah, of course. But it's not always... Al Piteva, Nahon. So the Hashgacha Pratis within the Marechet, and there's Hashgacha Pratis out of the Marechet. The Talmud Chacham, those are the two Hashgachas that the Ramchal was talking about. So it comes out a Mayurdika thing here. He says that it makes a difference. This is, I believe, the correct way to learn this. It makes a difference if you're learning Torah Lishma, or you're learning, or as he says later, even if you're learning Shalei Lishma, it's a good thing, learn. But there's the person who's learning Torah Lishma, that's Gavoa. And then there's the person who's learning as Torah Seinu HaKadosha Lishma La'amita. Think about the word La'amita, Rabotai. Think about the word La'amita. Oh, this is the purpose of the whole creation. This is, in other words, sometimes You know, we say something and it's correct and correct, but it's not correct. In Yiddish, there's an expression, gerecht und gerecht, aber nicht gerecht. You know, so many cases of things that seem so right, but it's not right because you're losing the forest for the trees. You're losing the big picture. So everything you're doing is right, but it's not right, you know, and this is true in the medical world, and it's true in the spiritual world. It's true everywhere. It's true in the financial world. So
does that apply also to when we say emet lamito?
Emes lamito. Concept? Perfect, perfect.
Same concept.
Same concept. What does emes mean? Very, very, thank you. Thank you. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent, Rabbi. What does that mean? It means that a basin is sitting called Dayan Shindon Din Emes, you know, Chayshim Mishpat, you're getting the halachas correctly, you hear the tutzdadim, and you paskin a din, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along with that din, it's a din emes. Kol adon din emes la'amitai. But if you're don dan emes la'amitai, the shechino shayra, what does it mean? Don dan emes din emes la'amitai means that not only are you right, but you're really right. You really got to the emes of the thing. You really understand what's going on over here.
It also says, nasa shutif la'kadosh baruch hu, b'maisa b'reishis. Nice and gracious.
Beautiful, beautiful. What does it mean? That's the whole kavanah. So, you know, like, by the way, I just want to make my own personal social observation. The dayonim that see this don't always see that. Meaning, like, Dafka the dayan who knows every shach and every sma and understands, like, understands technically, which halavai, I would be that way. I don't, but like your instant recall and you got it. This is the din. Yikov ha-din is a heart. That's usually not the same dayan on the base, and maybe that's why you need three, who sees some kind of a picture and has a regish that this is not correct. You know, he might be right, I'll be din. But you know, it's the same thing in Lahavdil in the secular legal system. You know, you can come and you can this detail, that detail, this loophole, that loophole, but you know, what is the big picture? So that's got to be the same emes or emes la'amita. Very good. Thank you for bringing that up. And it's the same thing in the Torah Lishma. I can learn Torah Lishma. I'm learning Torah Lishma. You know, I'm doing this because Hashem wants me to do it. Lishma. But there's Lishma la'amita is that I'm understanding that I'm dealing on the level of Yistakel Baraisa Bar Alma. That this whole Torah was created as a way to create the world, and we're accessing on a high executive level above the Marechet when we're learning Torah Lishma. If Lishma Lamita, in other words, this okay, I'm understanding the Bria different, I'm understanding the purpose of the world different. I can now Paskin, you know, it's like what it reminds me of, if I can just go on this tangent for a second, the subject of the day, you know, it's like, let's say, I'm not pro or con, I'm just giving a mushel. Let's say the government says it should be a seger. Okay, good. So part of me welcomes that because, you know, you don't want to be one of these places where people are, God forbid, dropping dead in the street. Like, I'm all for it. I hear it. I hear the vart. You know, so close the candy store and make a seger. On the other hand, the I'm just giving a mushel, the medical aspect of life is really just one part of a big marechet. There's a medical aspect, there's a psychological aspect, there's a financial aspect, there's a Torah aspect, there's an educational aspect, there's looking at what's good for the kids and what's not good for the kids. It's not all, so you can have a bunch of people sitting in a room, and maybe they're professors, maybe they're not, and they're looking at a medical situation and they're saying, seger, but are they taking, it's who's gonna take into consideration the other 9 or 90 inyonim that have to be involved here? So that's the hashgachas hashlita as opposed to the hashgacha pratis, that's the hashgachas hamishpat. Mishpat says—
In the Rav's mashal, would it be, let's say, somebody who is in favor of the seger because they just think, let's restrict people's movement for whatever reason, that's a lo lishma. A lishma would be they want to restrict for the health reasons, and lishma la'amita is because they see all the reasons and they came to their decision based on all those reasons.
That's exactly my mashal. And I'm not, again, I'm not talking now politically or what I think about segers. I'm just giving a mashal of the three possibilities. You know, in my opinion, you know, it takes somebody much bigger than a Corona cabinet to be able to see the whole Marechet and what's going to do to the world and what's this doing to our children and what's it doing with our educational process? What's it doing to Yiddishkeit? What's it doing with our business? And what happens when small businesses close? It needs a big, big cup. And thank God, I think, by the way, I just say this, I think the government does bring in a lot of different aspects to this. And there are a lot of intelligent people that are discussing it. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying you don't want to paskin in a vacuum. So if you paskin in a vacuum, that's hashgacha hamishpat. No, that's the din. But you're going to go and look for not just for protexia, you're going to look for some, can you see a bigger picture?
That's Hashkacha Shlita, the bigger picture. The
bigger picture is Hashkacha Shlita. And those are the two Hashkachas, and that's the Pshat. And Loimei Torah Lishma, Loimei Es Torosai Akdoisha Lishma Ula Amita.
A question. Where does the concept of Lifnim Mishurat Adin fit into this system?
What does Shur Sadin mean? Before we get to Lifnim Mishur Sadin.
It means that euphemistically, it means that we're not going to go strictly according to the mishpat. We're going to take into account other circumstances that will mitigate whatever the mishpat was supposed to have been.
Right. So the shuras
is probably miloshen yashar, straight. The shuras,
a line. Yeah, shura. There's a line. In other words, there's a certain line of law. Ephraim, I think it's exactly what we're talking about. There's the Shuras Hadin. And then Lifnim Mishuras Hadin means, not that I'm going to do the wrong thing for you, but like, you know, let's say I want to do you a chesed, and I say, well, you don't deserve that chesed. Maybe I'm right. I'll be Shuras Hadin. Lifnim Mishuras Hadin is like, okay. You know, like not everything is about that line. You know, there's the global idea that you need to be helped and I have the way to help you. So I'm going to go Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. And the same thing is Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, by the way, is a Choshe Mishpat concept, not a Yoredeya concept and not an Erechaim concept. Choshe Mishpat concept of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. You know, also, you know, this is, by the way, something that always bothered me personally, just philosophically. You go to a Beis Din, which I've been to, I think twice, as a customer. You go to a Beis Din, and right away they want to make a pshara. You know, I say, you know, it's you should pay $200. You say I should pay $200. Okay, listen, pay $100 a piece and go home. That'll be 200 shekel. So I'm always like, you can go to a Beis Din, and you can say. You could say to them straight out, this is your permission to say, I want din v'loy pshara. Din v'loy pshara. But the inyan of pshara is an inyan in Shulchan Aruch. It says right in Choshe Mishpat, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's better for the dayanim to try to make a pshara, try to compromise. So, but you can demand, I want din v'loy pshara. And I said, we're talking about $500,000 over here. And I know I'm right. I know the guy's just a ganav. I don't want to do a pshara 50-50. I want din v'loy pshara. But pshara is a halachic concept also. You can din v'loy pshara. So it's something like this, that the din v'loy pshara is mishpat. And pshara, which always bothered me as compromise, and I don't like compromises, generally speaking. I'm not a compromise person. It's not my thing, because compromise, nobody's MS. So what it means is, it's also a bigger picture of the din itself. In other words, if the purpose of din is vasisa hayasher v'atoyv, and the Chumash says that din will make shalom, so then, you know, if the dayanim decide, and they're good, and dayanim hagunim and mumchim, and they decide that the correct way to accomplish the bigger picture is with pshara, so do pshara. A person could say, I don't want to do a pshara, but then you're putting yourself into the realm of din. And the dayanim will always tell you, we learned this in rabbi school, the dayanim will always tell you, you know, if you go din, you might lose everything. Watch out for that din. Even though you're 100% positive that you're correct, Elpidin, but you never know how Din Torah is going to come out. Unless you know everything about Roiv and Chazaka and every different aspect of Moitzi Mechaver Alav Haraya, unless you understand every aspect of it, you might lose everything. Maybe you should go with the Pshara.
It's like the story with Churban Abayis, where I can't remember the exact phrase, but because Emidu Chachomim is Divrem. That was why. And then we literally lost everything because of that.
You know, I always think, and I'm just going to end with this. You know, the story the Gemara and Gittin and Zion, so it blames Shvil Chasidusa Shal Rabbi Tzadik.
Anavanusa de.
Anvasanusa Shal Rabbi Tzadik Nachrav Habayis. Yeah, not Reb Tzadok. And the Gemara tells a story over there that, there was a mum in the Kachim, and he didn't want to bring it because Al Pidin, he can't bring it. And anyways, one thing led to the other, caused the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever I come to that Gemara, and we talk about it every Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is a big yontiv in Arshul, so I talk about it every Tisha B'Av. So, I always think to myself, this Yiddish expression, Gerecht und gerecht, aber nicht gerecht. Sometimes, here's a tzaddik. Everybody agreed that he was a tzaddik, that he was an anav, anvasanusa. And the Gemara gives two or three examples of this. Not just one example, two or three examples of anvasanusa. It's not a false modesty. It's a misplaced modesty. This is not the time to be medactic in the halacha. This is the time to see the big picture and see what the Roman Emperor is thinking about right now, and that we have a Beis HaMikdash in state. Now, you need big, big minds to be able to see this big picture. I'm a fan of the Gedolei Yisrael, if they're Gedolei Yisrael. And not just their Siyata Deshmai, but if they're able to see, we saw Gedolim, like they were able to see everything. They were able to see a very, very big picture,
Like Rivka and Yaakov.
Yeah.
Rivka saw the big picture. Yaakov didn't see the big picture.
Yes.
Would it be true to characterize the difference as looking at things from a limited perspective versus looking at the truth in terms of the grand scheme of things?
I think that's what we are saying, isn't it? So that's what we're saying. Yeah.
Haber?
Yes.
I don't want to draw you off the subject, but since we're talking about that particular Gemara, I also don't remember exactly the name of the Gemara, but I think it was something special, Ben Avkilos or something like that. That was his name.
Zacharia Ben Avkilos.
Yeah. So what's always bothered me about that Gemara is, who in the heck is this guy? I mean, where's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? He was the leader of the Jewish people at the time of the Roman destruction. So, why is his Invasanu so? I mean, where are the other Gedolim? I mean, why is it's always perplexed me that Gemara is his particular involvement in that decision making. That never made sense to me.
Correct. And the Chazal have a taina on the Gedolim because of this. But the easy answer is that, people were in charge of different things. He was in charge of the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Meaning, you have to understand, you give somebody a job and he makes a decision to be Makabel Korban or not to be Makabel Korban. It wasn't that they had a meeting at a Sanhedrin to make this decision. But the Gemara points to it as a pivotal point, just like Kamsa bar Kamsa was a pivotal point. And what does the Gemara say about Kamsa bar Kamsa? So who cares about Kamsa bar Kamsa? The Gedolim were there, v'loy michu. So yeah, I think you're spot on, because I think it's exactly right. But you have to have been there to some extent. But we're talking about this Gemara and Gittin and Tzadik HaKoyin and Zachariah ben Avkilos and all the different things that Chazal were pointing at. It all comes down to the same Yesod that we're learning here, not seeing a bigger picture. And I think, by the way, before we make decisions, You know, we have to know that we're, like I say, these two things are not exclusive. But a Talmud Chacham who's loy materi l'shma la'amita does see a bigger picture. If there's such a person in this world that's loy materi l'shma la'amita, he will see a bigger picture. And in that sense, he's outside of the Marechet. And being outside of the Marechet, different level of Hashgacha Pratis, being outside of the Marechet gives you a completely different insight as to what the big picture is. And like I say, it's not the blade of grass where my job is say, gadel, gadel, gadel. That's Zachariah ben Avkilos. It's let there be green. And it's a whole different big picture, which brings into it so many sugyas, which we can't go into because we're over time. The sugya of Avera Lishma, the sugya of Mitzvah Avera, the sugya of Esei Doicha Loisasei. So many sugyas in Shas, this is the mafteach, to understand that Esei Doicha Loisasei, because Esei gets the big picture and Lotasei tells you the smaller picture. So says the Ramban, not my word, so says the Ramban. So, okay, Mirtz Hashem, have a good Shabbos, and I want to wish everybody a Freilich and Chanukah.